This is the Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And my guest today is Andrea McGee, the fine Austin-based musician, but also one of the founders of an organization, a nonprofit organization called Music Helps. Are you just about to celebrate your first anniversary of the organization?
Our first birthday, yeah. I cannot believe it has been 1 year since we started this this beautiful mission.
And you started it on your birthday.
I did. I went in at a Helping Hand home for children last year on my birthday. And just with an idea of creating like a really feel-good situation for the staff and the children there. And it has just grown immensely from that moment. You know, we actually just delivered like a performance, but during that very first concert that we delivered, the children got up on stage with us. And that was when I realized the magnitude of what this actually is and how I needed to develop it
right.
And how the children were just aching for music in their lives.
Well, first of all, tell us about Helping Hand Home.
Yes, Helping Hand Home is a home for children who have very unfortunately had a terrible start to life. And they are in Helping Hand Home to, you know, try and get themselves ready to be back out in the world. So they spend this time in Helping Hand Home. They've sadly suffered from severe trauma, severe abuse. And the work that Helping Hand Home does for these children is just, it is really phenomenal. Yeah, so we're honored to be working alongside the staff to provide outreach and make an impact on these children's lives to really try and heal them and get them back to being a child again.
When you say trauma and abuse, these were children that were in abusive families in some way, shape, or form, and Child Protective Services came in and took the kids out of the home, and then they go to Helping Hand Home.
That's exactly.
It's not a permanent situation for them to live there, is it? They're not going to grow up there.
They spend as much time as they need there. They do have a foster care system that they, you know, feed that into, and then hopefully the children get fostered and then they go on to live a very fruitful life. And the success rate and success stories from Helping Hand Home is phenomenal because of the innovative work that they do to heal the entire child from their sad situations that they have sadly been brought to the Helping Hand Home from.
We're talking with Andrea McGee, who started Music Helps. You went in and started doing shows on a monthly basis to the kids. What's the age range for the kids?
So it varies, but at the minute, I think there are about 35 to 40 children in there. I'm not exactly sure on the final numbers. And they range from, I think our group ranges from about five, maybe four or five, maybe right up to like 10 or 11 at the minute.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so I went in on my birthday last year, delivered the very first concert, and realized that they didn't have a music program running. They have all these wonderful programs going to heal the child, but there wasn't any music. And I just asked them, a little light went off, and I just asked them, hey, could I try and set something up? Something a lot of our community doesn't know about me. Before I arrived here in 2018 and started this journey with my own music, I actually was a high school music teacher and I ran a music department in London, and I worked in a school for autism. So that was a chapter of my life that I did in my early 20s, actually. I have this background in education and working with children, and it was so nice to revisit that. And that is really how this has all got born so quickly.
So, and they were open to this. They said, sure, we'll give it a try, see how the kids react.
Yeah, so we started with that just workshop, which was more of a concert, and the impact on the staff, everybody was just beaming. As I mentioned, we didn't expect it, but the children got up and got on stage with us. Mm-hmm. And that's when we realized these children are aching to be a part of something and to let music into their life. We all know what music does for us, right?
Sure.
It kind of brings down those walls. It makes you feel free. You kind of forget yourself. You get taken into a different little universe. And these children immediately showed that that's exactly what happens to them and how much they needed it. And a little light bulb went off and I was like, I need to design a program that lets these children access that music. Started off as a monthly thing. Because of the support of the Austin community, we're now in once a week, every Wednesday, we're in a Helping Hand Home.
Wow.
Delivering concert. And we have these little sound bites that are going to be on our website soon, but we were doing interviews with the children at our last concert, and it all came about because we heard them going through the corridors going, "Do we have music helps today?" Like, and it was just this joyous question that all of us just melted. And the staff had said, like, the kids, they ask about us all the time. And our goal is, I'm bringing these amazing Austin musicians who have hearts of gold into these children, and the children are developing these trusting relationships. You know, I'm lucky to call these people my friends, but I also see their hearts, and I know the impact they can make on the community in Austin and our music scene, but also with these children. And we're just developing these trusting bonds. We go in every Wednesday. We want it to be consistent. We want the children to feel like we're not going to let them down, because that's all they've known with adults. And we just want to rebuild their trust in life. And we're doing that through music.
We're talking with Andrea McGee about her nonprofit celebrating its first anniversary this year. It's called Simply Music Helps. They help children. And also, there's a program to help women. What is that all about?
Yeah, so the idea was born to help, just use music to help trauma and anybody suffering from that. And also, I have a real passion for building up women in the industry. So there's kind of like two sides of this. So we have our Music Helps Trauma division, and then we have our Music Helps Women division. And the Music Helps Women main focus is our music festival in Taos on Labor Day weekend. And that is to build up women in the music industry and to encourage them to take leadership roles and just basically shine a light on women doing wonderful things.
All right. Where do you see this program, Music Helps, going? Because
I want
I know you, Andrea. I know you're a planner. What are your long range goals for Music Helps?
So I am a dreamer. You are right, and I really
Well,
do.
there's lots of dreamers. I'm a dreamer, so
Oh,
you're
thank
getting
you.
things done out there.
I am a doer, and that is definitely something in my Irish culture of, like, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to do it, you know? And I do have a big vision for this. My heart is deeply invested in this mission. And I would like it to grow further. Then obviously we're focusing on Austin. My dream is this to be a nationwide thing, because I do not feel like there's anywhere actually in the world that does not need music. On the short-term plan, what we're doing, we've now got our concerts up to once a week. We are delivering a mini festival for the children at the end of the year, and I really want to build a stage for them at Helping Hand Home. So that is my short-term focus, to try and find some donations, to try and find a funder to come in and help us build a stage so that the children can access that on a daily basis. Because I know they wait for us to come in on a Wednesday, but they want to be performing. They want to have a little music room. So I want to do a music room and a music stage. But the long-term goal is to take this to many cities. I'm already in talks with taking this to New York. I've already got some connections to take it to California. There are musicians working in all of the major cities, all over the world. And the one thing that our overarching program has is that we want to heal the healers. And the impact that I have seen on the mental health of the musicians that are coming in to do this is also unbelievable. If you give back, if you kind of, there's an element of healing that comes from removing yourself from the equation and just giving back through music. And that is another real powerful part of our mission, is I watch my friends, I watch these musicians that maybe are struggling with some mental health battles. We all are, right? Let's be real. Life is a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Me, I'm particular. I can have, you know, all the woes of trying to get this off the ground, doing all the things on my shoulders. And I get in and I spend an hour with those children, and my mental health is immediately improved. I do believe in this mission has, it's got so many different value points. Our focus is changing the children's lives, but watching the music helpers just flourish in themselves, watching the staff get a bit of respite and also get to just enjoy some music for the afternoon. I believe this program has the potential to be in so many different places in this country, and also especially in this city. I really do want to grow it out further than Helping Hand Home as well. I just need to duplicate myself 10 times right at the minute.
Austin is home to some groundbreaking music-oriented nonprofits. HAM. As long as HAM has been around, there are still very few programs like the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians in the rest of the country. SIMS, providing mental health care and with addictions as well. I'm not sure how many of those organizations. There are things that the Grammy organization does, NARIS and everything, but Austin is home to some very unique music-oriented nonprofits. So one of the real challenges for you is to have Music Helps be heard. How do you do that?
You know, so it's so funny. I actually attended a HAM event last night. I am a big supporter of HAM. HAM have changed my life. I've actually had some stomach issues myself this year. And if it wasn't for HAM, I would not be sitting here having this conversation right now.
Oh, wow.
And I stood in the room last night at Straight, the new Straight music, which is, and I was so deeply inspired. And I stood in that room and I just thought, this community, there's no, like, I don't feel like there's like competition or anything like that. People were coming up to me and HAM have already given me a shout out on their platforms about Music Helps, because we all see the need mm-hmm. for all of what we're doing, you know? And I think that how we're heard is just by doing the work, you know? And I do fully believe in that. I go in there every Wednesday. That's how we're going to grow this, because the community get behind you. That is such a powerful part of Austin. It's just like everybody shares. It is such a beautiful thing that I've got HAM to be inspired by, Sims to be inspired by, many. I have so many friends that are already steeped in the nonprofit world that are offering me so much support. There is a network of people that are reaching out and saying, Andrea, we see you, we see your mission. How can we help? And what a beautiful thing that mm-hmm. this city does, you know? And
yeah, it's not just, like that everywhere.
Well, and also you guys, Sun Radio, you know, thank you so much for always supporting music, for always supporting nonprofits. Like this community, this is why I came from Ireland and I call Austin home, because it's like home to me.
We're talking to Andrea McGee, musician and founder of Music Helps for a year. Like she said, she just went to play for the kids and then it's turned into all of this. But you said something I got to ask about. You've only been here since 2018?
Is that right? I'm so bad with details, Kevin.
It's got to be a little bit before that. Maybe like 2015.
2014.
Okay.
Let me get my passport out and look at my visas. Yeah. That's what reminds me. Yeah, you're right. 20. But I think the pandemic, I've kind of shaved off 2 years of my life. So I'm like, oh, that didn't happen. Oh, yeah, you're right.
You've done so much with Beetroot Revival. You came here, part of the duo Beetroot Revival. But uh-huh. then you have your own Andrea McGee band and PAC. I'm so glad there are people like you that see the need for something and say, well, we're going to do it. Let's do it.
Honestly, I have to thank you so much, but I have to say I couldn't do it alone. You know, I definitely am. I will admit I'm a bit of a force without sounding too kind to myself, but I'm a force. But the people that came to my side, Dr. Catherine Cotrilla, who is a doctor of psychiatry, who I founded this with. And my friend from ULA, Chris Wade, who has come in, like the board that came in and surrounded me when I first had this idea. I really could not have got this off the ground without the people around me. And then all of my friends, my music helpers. I might be the face right now talking about it, but this is a community effort. This is a village. It takes so many people just say yes. When I ask, you know, I will be like, let's do this. But I have these people that are around me that are saying, yeah, let's do it, Andrea. I believe in you. So with all my heart, I love each and every person that has made an impact in my life. I could not do this alone. No man is an island. This takes community. This takes village. And, you know, I'm honored to be a part of the village that is creating this.
If people want to find out more, where do they go?
So if you want to find out more about it, it is at musichelpsatx.org.
Musichelpsatx.org. Andrea McGee and Music Helps, doing good work here.
Yes.
This is the Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. Comments about today's program or suggestions for topics you would like to hear addressed on this program, always welcome. Studio@sunradio.com.